biting off the pads of fingertips or surgically replacing the fingerprints with toe prints might seem like drastic measures, but Anil Jain, a biometrics expert and professor at Michigan State University, says these efforts at deception are becoming increasingly common.
People who go through this process, which can be both expensive and painful, would want to do this only for high-value scenarios and not for cashing a check for $50. So most common use of this fingerprint alteration is people who are seeking asylum, whether in the United States or in Europe, because asylum seekers, if they have a prior criminal record, they would probably not be granted asylum.
Popular crime dramas have led many to believe that it's easy to confirm a person's identity from a fingerprint. In reality, it's not so simple. A number of factors make identification difficult, whether information has been entered into a specific database, if the specimen is smudged or a partial print, and if the print has been altered. Very little research has been done in this last category. Existing software can alert law enforcement if the print image quality is poor, but that isn't of much help because many altered prints are of good quality. Jane's graduate student, Suwon Yoon of South Korea, was part of a team that designed a precise algorithm that helps software systems identify altered prints.
The most important feature for fingerprint matching is called minutia. So minutia refers to reach ending point and reach bifurcation point. And then from typical fingerprint impression, we can extract 100 minutia per each finger.
While patterns on most of our fingers flow in curves and loops, those who have altered prints have abrupt, discontinued lines. That generates an unusually high number of minutia points.
As you can imagine, if someone makes a cut here, they will generate a lot of rich ending points. So that generates excessive number of minutia along this one.
While it may seem easy enough to look at a set of fingerprints and tell if it has been altered, Anil Jain says that's not practical.
Some of these databases are extremely, extremely large. So the FBI database, as an example, has about 70 million subjects. That means there are 700 million fingerprint images if each person has 10 fingers. And so there's no way anybody could manually check whether this is potentially altered or not.
As it analyzes images, the application does not identify people. It simply alerts officials to an anomaly so they can perform a secondary inspection. And Jane says it also takes the guesswork out of determining whether or not a print has been altered.
Different human experts will have different degree of proficiency in identifying. They get tired, and so their decisions are not necessarily going to be consistent. Whereas a computer algorithm is going to be consistently behaving. There is no subjectivity in it. Once you tune it, it's going to behave in the same way.
The application also helps distinguish between accidental and intentional alterations. Most accidents result in scars on only a few fingers. If there are changes in five or more, that was most likely done on purpose. The methods for altering fingerprints are becoming more sophisticated every day. Back in 1934, the infamous American bank robber John Dillinger burned his fingers with acid, hoping to evade identification and capture. Suwon Yoon says now criminals use everything from making a Z-shaped cut on the finger pad and switching the skin flaps to creating temporary silicone overlays and even triple print switches.
Very recently, three people were charged because of this fingerprint alteration. So one was like the patient who received that surgery. And then the second one was the broker, and the third one was the physician who performed that surgery.
Michigan State University has licensed the new application to Morpho, a leading biometrics identification firm based in Paris. The company, which supplies software systems to many of the world's top law enforcement agencies, expects it will be able to market the application easily and quickly. Meanwhile, Anil Jain and his team are developing algorithms and software which will one day be able to recover and rebuild fingerprints from altered samples. For VOA News, I'm Erica Celeste in Lansing, Michigan.